You're listening to SBS News.
It's fair to say when the cricket rules of the Big Bash League were drawn up back in 2011, bushfires may not have featured prominently as a potential game interruption. On Saturday night in the nation's capital, however, smoke haze at Manuka Oval became so thick the umpires were forced to suspend play. At the time, the Sydney Thunder was 1 for 40 after 4.2 overs, chasing a target of 162 set by the Adelaide Strikers. Umpire Sam Nagowski told Fox Sports the conditions had become too dangerous for everyone involved.
Look, obviously visibility and air quality are the major concerns. There was one that was hit to a square leg then, and fair to say that Paul had trouble picking that up. Likewise, from where we are, even going to the dugout, visibility is very difficult. We can smell the smoke, and obviously the air quality is something in itself.
The game hadn't been cancelled at that stage, but with little improvement in conditions, the teams never returned to the field and the points were split between the two teams. A particularly frustrating scenario for the Thunder. Under competition rules, at least 5 overs must be bowled in the second innings to constitute a game, meaning the so far unbeaten Sydney Siders were just 4 balls short of securing another victory. Thunder coach Shane Bond says developing a smoke haze policy is something Cricket Australia will need to tackle as the season progresses, amid increasingly dangerous bushfire conditions. His Adelaide counterpart, Jason Gillespie, told Fox Sports safety is priority.
Pretty unprecedented, really. I mean, obviously, being able to see the ball is pretty fundamental in our sport. The respiratory situation is something that they need to be considered. So these are the playing conditions that are in place and the umpires are just applying that.
Cricket Australia has issued a statement saying it is closely monitoring the air quality and visibility in areas impacted by bushfires. There were no such smoke haze issues in the Victorian town of Moe, where the Melbourne Stars took on the Hobart Hurricanes. And in the clear skies, the stars sparkled. 5 wickets to Pakistani import Harris Rauf reduced the Hurricanes to a total of just 111 in response to the Stars' 162, who were led by all-rounder Marcus Stoinis with an unbeaten 81. Another renowned big hitter, Chris Lynn, showed off his repertoire for the Brisbane Heat, scoring 94 in just 35 balls. The Heat's imposing 4 for 209 proved too much for the Sydney Sixers. In Perth, it was the clash of the Marshes, with Mitch's Scorchers taking on Sean's new team, the Melbourne Renegades. Both batsmen fired with half centuries, but in the end, it was the Scorchers prevailing by 11 runs. Celebrations for Perth continued in the A-League, with the Glory moving up to 4th on the ladder after smashing the Newcastle Jets 6-2. For Melbourne victory, it's been a season to forget, but on the weekend it enjoyed a memorable 2-1 win to take the honours of the Melbourne Derby over City. Trusty captain Ola Toivonen again starring for the Melbourne victory.
Now Basher has seen the boot peel a little wide for the volley. Oh! Surprise volley across the face of goal that caused all kinds of problems in the City defence, and the victory are 2 up before the break.
In the W League, Canberra kept in touch with the top three with a convincing 2-1 win over Adelaide United. An early strike from Lena Kama set the scene, with Hayley Taylor-Young extending Canberra's lead. Emily Condon scored 1 goal for Adelaide, but the team remains winless after 5 games. The Crow-Eaters also returned empty-handed in the National Basketball League, the Adelaide 36ers falling to the Cairns Taipans, who moved back into the top four. The New Zealand Breakers kept their faint playoff hopes alive in a thriller over the Illawarra Hawks, their first win on the road this season. Meanwhile, Melbourne United was too strong for the Perth Wildcats, a loss which left Cats coach Trevor Gleeson unimpressed.
Yeah, really disappointing. How the level that we played at. Couldn't guard Trimble. That hurt us. Live and die, shooting by the jumper. You know, we didn't go inside and attack enough, and it wasn't consistent enough.
And finally in golf, Adam Scott has celebrated a drought-breaking win in the Australian PGA Championship. It's the first tournament victory for the 39-year-old in 4 years after carding a 3-under-par 69 in the final round. The Queenslander expressed his relief to the Seven Network at finally returning to the winners list.
You know, after a good save on 12, it was time to do something, and I was behind. So there was opportunities for everyone, and I was the one who took them today. So I'm stoked with this. This has been a long time coming, but I'm really happy to win another PGA here. You know, a lot of familiar faces out there. lot of familiar voices yelling at me. It's really fun. I hope everyone had a good time. Caps off a nice year for me.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.